against the nursing home solar farm was in flames in mid-July this year. The solar panels are also very vulnerable to damage by pebbles from the roads and hails from the sky as well. And they can easily go on fire from the damages. People who signed up for local solar farms are already complaining that they couldn't save any money and can't get out of the contract. Solar panels and windmills have negative impacts on the environment. And there is a study that the entire production produces even more CO2 than the fossil fuel energy industry does. Alternative energy sources are dependent on fossil fuel energy anyway. And who makes billions of dollars in China? Alternative energy corporations, the top of the states. How can you call that our local energy source? I wonder if we would need those harmful new technologies for our community. I would like to remain in the task force as I believe that village residents have rights to join and observe all kinds of village groups and activities. Many residents here would like the climate task force to be inclusive and a place to be able to discuss ideas and activities proposed by our own residents to protect our precious natural environment, not by us being given top-down orders by the state and the federal governments that are backed by the global corporations. In New York City, new restaurant owners already have been told by the city to eliminate their gas stoves and switch to electric stoves. What if the electric grid goes down? Electricity for businesses went down last winter in New York City, New York State. Without the choice of energy sources to cook and heat our homes, our lives will be in government's custody. Please strive to protect the lives in our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
And just one thing, Tomoko, I wanted to mention, I think you may know this, but maybe not, the goal of the task force is not to reduce CO2 emissions.
That's what you said during the meeting, number of times, and you wrote to us too.
And I also wrote to you that that was a misspeaking on my part, that it's actually greenhouse gases, not CO2. So during that meeting, when you asked if it was true that that CO2 is the cause of climate change, I wrote back to you saying I had misspoken in a meeting because I'm just the liaison. Tom is the expert. And so the fact is, regardless of what I've said at a meeting, the purpose of the task force is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Just so you know.
You said greenhouse gas is CO2.
Okay, so maybe I did, but I'm just going to say right now, just so you know, I want you and everyone to know that it's not true that it's trying to reduce CO2 emissions. If go to the website, it's about reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The second thing that I wanted to say is that we have the task force, which Tomoko, you're right, is connected to a New York State program. But one of the things that we're hoping to do is to create a committee for people like you who are very concerned about the environment and who are very focused and interested in what can be done here and in Philmont with plans that are, you know, from like generated by you guys and your ideas. I mean, we're a small village. We welcome community input. We need community input. So I just want you to know that that is in the works, and we'll be super excited for you to be on that committee.
Why is it?
Who's next?
Go ahead and finish up, Tomoko.
to make what the difference clear, she and the New York State Agency said that the greenhouse gas is CO2. And I have a letter from local gas companies. They wanted me to give this to you guys. For the environment. And I don't agree everything what they say or what they do here. But if you are interested, I'll be happy to share this with you.
Well, after the meeting, maybe.
Okay.
Walter.
Walter Grubo, and been here in Vermont for 4 years, and most everything has been said. One thing that kind of I saw that really pointed up the ridiculousness of this was in California, where they're insisting on electric cars, people are adding that luggage rack to the back of the car and putting a gas generator to run their electric cars. So the future of this is, it's a farce. A lot of us, I think, were very proud of the board last week when people stood up and said what we feel like. We want freedom, we want our freedom back, and we don't want to be told what to do. So I wanted to thank those that saw through this and are standing up for us.
Peter.
Things. I wanted, I'm Peter Johnson, I live in the village. I wanted to thank the trustee for enabling Jason and me to be part of the think tank program, the Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress. And I want to take this opportunity to give you a quick status report about where we are thus far in its analysis, develop revitalization campaign.